الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. In our previous class, we were reading about the issue of الغيرة, having a sense of honor and respect for one's religion, for one's deen, for oneself, one's family, and those under one's care. We have seen that Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned that this is the foundation of the religion, and the one who has the ghayrah in his heart and it is cultivated properly, then he is the one who is standing fast on the deen. And the one who has no ghayrah, then he has no deen. So therefore, according to the amount of the ghayrah and to how well it is cultivated and cared for, this will determine how strong a person's deen is, how strong his religion is, how much he honors his Lord and the legislation and the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from the ill effects of the sins is that these sins, they put out this heat and they put out this honor and they weaken the faith of a person in this manner, particularly the aspect of al-ghayrah. But along with that, and from the same aspect also, the sins as well, they put out and weaken the haya and the modesty. And this is what the author, he mentioned after this, rahimahullah ta'ala, فَصْلٌ وَمِنْ عُقُوبَاتِهَا ذَهَابُ الْحَيَاءِ الَّذِي هُوَ مَادَّةُ الْحَيَاةِ لِلْقَلْبِ وهو أصل كل خير وذهابه ذهاب الخير أجمعه. And he mentioned rahimahullah, and from the punishments for perpetrating the sins and committing acts of disobedience, ذهاب الحياء, that the modesty will go away, which is the main element, source for the life of the heart, the main element, the main source, and the means for the life of the heart. And likewise, it is the foundation of all goodness. The foundation of all goodness is to have modesty and to have chastity. And also, again, this is stemming as well from the issue of al-ghayrah, and is directly related. It's directly related. وَذَهَابُهُ ذَهَابُ الْخَيْرِ أَجْمَعِهِ. And whenever the haya goes away, and whenever this modesty goes away, then all good goes away along with it. So we have seen in our previous class that al-ghayrah is a manzila min manazil iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. That al-ghayrah is from those levels of worship that the heart will surrender and worship Allah with and submit to Allah with ghayrah. With ghayrah. This is from the actions of worship of the heart. Just like loving Allah and loving for the sake of Allah and loving that which Allah loves. Just like hating and detesting that which Allah, He hates and detests. Also being pleased with the decree of Allah, hoping for the reward from Allah, hoping for the mercy of Allah, hoping for the aid and the help of Allah, seeking refuge and protection with Allah, turning to Allah with trust and reliance and faith, fearing the punishment of Allah. All of these here are great actions of worship, and they're actions of worship that are performed by the heart. They're actions of worship that are performed by the heart. The people of knowledge, they call them manazil, manazil al-sa'ireen. And they call it manazil iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. These are the levels and the ranks that a person, he will reach in his path to Allah Azza wa Jal. Whenever he begins to devote himself sincerely and truthfully in the path of obedience, these are the levels and the stages and the ranks that the heart will reach. Some of them, they reach some of these levels, and others, they complete them and perfect them. Some of them, they have a portion of these actions of worship along with them, and others, they are a bit deficient in that affair. From these actions of worship that are performed by the heart is al-ghayrah. And also from these actions of worship that are performed by the heart is this issue here, al-haya. Al-haya. The people of knowledge, they mentioned that al-haya is from the greatest levels of the deen, from the greatest ranks of al-Islam, and from the most noble and lofty attributes of a true believer, is that he would have haya. Is that he would have haya. He would have haya from Allah first and foremost. Al-haya'u min Allah. That he will have modesty and he will be shy from Allah Azza wa Jal. And likewise, that he will have haya as well from the people. Also, he will have haya and modesty as well from the people. And he will not want to be seen not by his Lord nor by the people, in a manner that is not befitting. In a manner that is not befitting. And to be seen by Allah in a manner that is not befitting, in a manner that is not befitting, is whenever a person, he knows he is ordered to do something and he is not performing at that time. And he's not doing it at that time. Or he is not engaged in it properly and fulfilling the rights of that order at that time. A person, he should be shy from this. Or whenever there's something that one is forbidden from, a statement that is forbidden, or an action or a place that is forbidden, and he will say it or he'll be found there. A person, he should be shy from Allah with regards to this. A person, he should be shy with regards to this. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَقُّ أَنْ يُسْتَحْيَ مِنْهُ مِنَ النَّاسِ. That indeed Allah, he has more right that one should be shy from him than from the people. But no doubt, likewise, being shy from the people also is from this level, from this rank. A person, he will carry himself with dignity and honor, and he will not present himself or display himself in public or to the people in a manner that's not befitting, in a manner that's not proper, in a manner that could be considered blameworthy or deficiency in his manhood or in his honor, in his manhood or in his honor. So al-haya min a'azam khisal ad-din. The people of knowledge, they mentioned that al-haya is from the greatest. It's from the greatest traits of the religion. Min a'azami khisal ad-din wa ajalliha. It's from the greatest and most noble. From the greatest and most noble traits of the religion. ومن أرفع أوصاف عباد الله المؤمنين. And it's from the highest and most lofty characteristics and traits, descriptions of the believing slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, الحياة شعبة من الإيمان. That الحياة, modesty, this modesty and this chastity, this shyfulness, bashfulness, this shyness and bashfulness, this is a branch from the branches of faith. And we know that the faith has a foundation, and likewise it has branches, and some of them are more lofty and higher than others, and they vary in this affair. From those branches of faith is al-haya. It's been connected by al-Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, al-imanu bid'un wa sab'una shu'ba. الإيمان بضعون وسبعون شعبة والحياء شعبة من الإيمان. That الإيمان is 70 some odd branches, and that الحياء, modesty, is from الإيمان. That modesty is from الإيمان. So the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, it has many aspects. It has foundations and fundamentals that it is based upon and built upon. And then likewise, it has other affairs as well that are completing and perfecting that structure, completing and perfecting the religion. The religion is based upon five. Buniya al-Islam wa ala khams. Shahadati an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammad al-Rasulullah wa iqam al-salati wa ita'i zakat wa sawmi ramadhan wa hajj al-bayt. This hadith is well known. This is the foundation of al-Islam. This is the base of al-Islam, but it's not all of al-Islam. Rather, the Islamic rites are many, and the Islamic rites are great. Some of them are more emphasized than others. From these great rites is al-haya. From the perfection of the religion is al-haya. From the high and lofty status of a believer is that he'll be shy, is that he'll be bashful, that he'll be shy, that he'll be modest, is that he will be modest. The people of knowledge, they mentioned that modesty is higher than fear. The level of fear, fearing Allah Azza wa Jal, this is an obligation. To fear Allah Azza wa Jal in the manner that will cause him to establish the obligations and avoid and stay away from the prohibitions. This is the amount of fear that must be in the heart. That's an obligation. That's an obligation. So a person, he must perform the obligations out of fear of Allah, that if he did not do that, Allah will punish him. A person, he must avoid the prohibitions and stay away from them out of fear of Allah. I fear that if he were to perpetrate them, that Allah would take him to account. So this is an obligation higher than that and greater than that, to avoid those prohibitions, being shy from Allah Azza wa Jal, not to fulfill the rights. Being shy from Allah Azza wa Jal, not to fulfill the rights. The author, he's mentioning here in this first introductory statement, an important issue, and that is going back to this word linguistically, al-hayat, min al-hayat. Al-hayat, this with the ta' on the end, ta' al-mabuta, al-hayatu, this means life. This means life. And there's no true hayat illa bil hayat. There's no true life except for with modesty. And whenever there is no modesty, then a person, he's not truly alive. The true life is the life of the heart and the life of faith and the life of obedience. And this is with having modesty. This is by having modesty. So whenever the modesty and the haya leaves the heart, then the life of the heart leaves along with that. Then the life of the heart leaves along with that. And whenever the heart is full of haya and modesty in this legislative manner, then along with that, the heart will be alive. Then along with that, the heart will be alive. And whenever there is haya in the heart, then the faith is strong and the religion is upright. And whenever the haya is deficient or weak, then the faith is weak, and the religion likewise is deficient as well. It has been collected by Al-Hakim fi mustadrakihi from the hadith of Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Al-haya'u wal-imanu qurina jami'an. Al-haya'u wal-imanu qurina jami'an. That Al-haya', modesty, and Al-iman, sincere faith, they have been coupled together. فَإِذَا رُفِعَ أَحَدُهُمَا رُفِعَ الْآخَرَ. So if one of them is lifted, the other one is lifted along with it. So this is the case with regards to the faith and the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. It's coupled with haya. The stronger and the more well cultivated in the heart, the more firm it is in the heart, then the greater the faith will be. And whenever this haya is weakened or deficient, then likewise the faith, it falls down accordingly. They come together. This is a great narration to ponder and to reflect upon. Al-haya wal imanu qurina jami'an. Qurina jami'an. They come together. Al-haya wal iman, modesty and sincere true Islamic faith, they are coupled together. فَإِذَا رُفِعَ أَحَدُهُمَا رُفِعَ الْآخَرَ. So if one of them is raised, then the other one is raised along with it. They're coupled together. They come together, and they're paired together. Likewise, it has been collected by At-Tirmidhi from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Al-haya'u min al-iman, wal-imanu fil jannah. Al-haya'u min al-iman, wal-imanu fil jannah. That al-haya', modesty, is from al-iman, is from faith, and al-iman is in jannah. Al-haya'u min al-iman, wal-imanu fil jannah. That modesty is from faith, and faith is in paradise. Faith is in jannah. Wal-badha'u min al-jafa', wal-jafa'u fil nar. And al-badha' is the opposite of haya'. Al-badha' is the opposite of al-haya'. Al-badha' is being lowly and despicable, being rude and vulgar, especially with the tongue. They call him badhi al-lisan. And that the tongue will be lowly and despicable, and he will have foul speech, and he will speak about things that are vulgar and vain and lowly. And also the one who his tongue is like that, then his manners, they no doubt fall in line. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, وَالْبَذَاءُ مِنَ الْجَفَى. And al-badha is from al-jafa. This indecency and this foulness and this vulgarness, this is from al-jafa. This is from rudeness and from lowliness. Likewise, and this jafa is in the hellfire. So from the means to enter paradise is to be shy and to have modesty. From the means of perfecting the faith is to be shy and to have modesty and to guard one's honor. And we'll see likewise the author he's going to mention, insha'Allahu ta'ala, the fact that this ghayra and the haya, they're mutalazima. They're also coupled together. The haya and the ghayra and the haya, they're also coupled together. If one of them is present, the other one likewise will be there. And if one of them is not there, then likewise the other one, it will not be there. Also, it has been collected by Ibn Majah from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna li kulli deenin khuluqan wa inna khuluqa al-islami al-haya. That indeed every religion, it has its manners and conduct. It has its conduct. And indeed the manners of al-Islam is al-haya. Every religion has its manners and conduct, meaning that specific trait that religion and the followers of that religion are known by. وَإِنَّ خُلُقَ الْإِسْلَامِ الْحَيَاءِ. And indeed, the trait, indeed the conduct, or the manner, the manners of Al-Islam, they are modesty. They are modesty. Modesty and being shy. Again, beginning with having modesty and being shy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah, He mentioned in His book a number of issues indicating this affair. And all of this goes back to knowing Allah Azza wa Jal. How can one be shy from Allah? How can he have haya with Allah Azza wa Jal? By knowing Him. By knowing Him by His beautiful names and lofty attributes of perfection. And by knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala لا تخفى عليه خافية عالم الغيب والشهادة الكبير المتعال. Allah Azza wa Jal, nothing is hidden from Him. He is the knower of the unseen and the seen. And He is the greatest and the most high. Nothing is hidden from Him. We cannot hide from Him. All of this creation, including our life, including our souls, including our eyes, including our ears, our whole life, it belongs to Him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, this creation belongs to Him. He is in command and has authority and is in control, and nothing is hidden from Him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all the good that we have, likewise, it comes from Him. All of the favors that we have, all of the blessings that we have, all of the goodness that we have, all of the safety that we have, all of the religion and the ability to perform actions of obedience, all of the guidance that we have, every last good is from Allah. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. And then likewise, we are very weak and deficient and have many shortcomings with regards to showing thanks to those blessings and favors. And many times we misuse them and abuse them, and we use those favors and blessings of Allah to disobey Him. So this is the manner to cultivate that shyness in the heart, by pondering over these affairs, beginning with the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal, learning about Allah and His beautiful names and lofty attributes of perfection. And from that is that Allah, He is Al-Alim, that He is the one that is all-knowing, and He is also As-Sami'u Al-Basir, and He is the all-hearing and the all-seeing, and He sees us and He hears us wherever we may be. And He hears us and He sees us wherever we may be. So Allah, He mentioned in His book, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. Does He not know that Allah can see Him? So the likes of this verse here is the means to cultivate this fear. A means to cultivate this fear. A means to cultivate this shyness, this haya in the heart of a believer, that he will realize and remember that Allah sees him. He will realize and remember that Allah sees him. And also in this manner, by cultivating this haya in the heart, this is the pathway to al-ihsan. This is the means to raise in the ranks from al-islam to al-iman, and eventually from al-iman to al-ihsan, to be shy from Allah Azza wa Jal, and to worship Him with haya, and to worship Him and obey Him in public and private with haya. In this manner, a person, he will become from al-muhsinin. In this manner, a person, he will become from al-muhsinin. And this is from those levels. This is from those levels of faith and those levels of the deen that in order that one he will reach in this manner, become from those who have perfected the worship of Allah and fulfilling the rites of Allah Azza wa Jal in the manner prescribed. The maraqabah, when he has the maraqabah, it will produce the hayat. They come hand in hand. And whenever he remembers Allah, and he remembers that Allah can see him, and he remembers that Allah can hear him, and he remembers that Allah is aware of him, now the hayat will come. And then whenever the haya is there, likewise, this muraqabah will continue and become more consistent and strong. So by having this muraqabah in this manner, then the haya will be cultivated in the heart. Will be cultivated in the heart. And likewise, along with that, pondering and reflecting over the bounties and the favors and the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal also is from the means to cultivate the haya in the heart. To reflect over all of the favors and blessings. A person, he could reflect over his life previously and think of all of the good that he's experienced and all of the fun that he has had and all of the pleasure that he has enjoyed, and how many times Allah saved him from danger and hardship and raised him from difficulties, and how many times Allah, He answered his supplication and provided for him what he desired and asked for. How many times Allah has honored him and Allah has helped him and aided him. He can remember all these favors and bounties and blessings, and then he can also remember his shortcomings and his deficiencies with regards to showing appreciation to these blessings, and now the hayat will start to grow, it will start to flourish, and it will become strong. So the author, rahimahullah ta'ala, in this short chapter, he's going to discuss some issues with regards to this, specifically the way, specifically how these sins, they have an effect. They have an effect on this hayah, and they weaken it, and they could cause it to go away entirely. And then after this, he mentions the following chapter as well, from the effects of the sins and from the punishments of disobedience, is that they weaken the ta'zeem of the Lord, the ta'zeem of the Lord, to magnify and venerate the Lord, to magnify Allah Azza wa Jal, to venerate Him, to honor Him, and to have respect for Allah Azza wa Jal, and honor for Allah and His legislation. And then after that, mentioning, following in line, also that these sins from their punishments, that these sins and from the punishments of disobedience, is that it will cause, it's a call and a reason for Allah to forget the slave. For Allah to forget the slave, meaning that Allah, He will leave him to himself and to his desires, and He will not help him. And this is what happens whenever there's no ghayrah. And this is what happens when there's no hayat. And this is what happens when a person, he does not have ta'zeem of Allah and His commandments and prohibitions. Now at this time, he has forgot his own soul and the means of savior for his own soul, and then he will be left to his whims. Nasullaha fanasiyahum. Wa'iyadu billahi. This is from the worst of all punishments. This is from the worst of all punishments, that they forgot Allah. They forgot Allah. So Allah will cause them to forget their own souls, meaning cause them to be completely preoccupied with their worldly life and forget the meeting in the hereafter until they die in this manner. Wa'iyadu billahi. Wa'iyadu billahi. And also, whenever this occurs, any of the people, they forget their own souls, they will be engulfed as well in humiliation. They'll be engulfed as well in humiliation. And then after this as well, proceeding from that, he mentioned, rahimahullah, and from the punishments of disobedience, is that they take the person out of the realm of al-ihsan. Out of the realm of al-ihsan. The one who has no ghayrah, he has no haya, he has no ta'zeem, and he has forgotten the commandments and prohibitions of Allah Azza wa Jal, he is not from the muhsineen. He is not from the muhsineen. Rather, he will not even be from the mu'mineen. He will not even be from the mu'mineen. If he's not careful, he may not even be from the muslimin. It could take him out of the religion entirely. The sins can eventually take him out of the religion entirely. No doubt, if the sins do not initially take a person out of the religion, but they're the pathway that lead to that. So these are some of the issues that the author, he has mentioned in this work. And inshallah, we continue this evening reading about al-hayat. And we will read these chapters here, or these short portions here, because they're all related together and to our topic, the reason for the humiliation that we find that has afflicted the ummah. And realizing this will be a means, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, to remove that and to raise that, at least from ourselves and from our family. And that is by finding honor and dignity and obeying Allah Azza wa Jal and honoring His religion. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.